to really study it and learn, we have to actually enter it. It's the kind of study that you have to be part of, so to really understand what's going on. You know, and then you keep entering it. So we go deeper and deeper. There's always more depth and more invitation. That's the beauty, really, of life and of this path, that it has no end. And that's why, ultimately, all souls go through it, because the soul, being infinite, has an endless taste, an endless desire. We're never reaching a place where we're just, you know, a kind of steady state, satisfied. There's always that innate desire for the essence, and the essence is always desiring us. But as the essence is infinite, and we are part of the essence, so it's an ongoing infinite drama of love, and you know, and so this is just the door, like literally that door is the door, but then the hand taking is the door, the four steps, you know, each one is like a higher and higher level. So inshallah, may O Allah, increase us in knowledge, increase us in nearness to you, increase us in your divine pleasure. O Allah, increase us and decrease us not. Honor us and abase us not. Bestow upon us and deprive us not. Choose us and choose not over us. Be pleasing to us and be well pleased with us. Amen. So that's one of the very beautiful prayers of the Prophet. You know, again, asking. And his prayers are a model for us. And so to pray his prayers are a blessing. You know, he prayed so that we could pray like that. He did things so that we could follow and do them too. Otherwise, if it were not for us, it would be completely hidden, you know, whatever he did, we wouldn't know. And there was, of course, an aspect of his life that was just between him and his Lord. But even in most intimate moments, you have Hazreti Aisha, radiallahu anh, recording, you know, I mean, recording through being a witness there. The most intimate dialogues between the Prophet and his Lord, you know, praying at night in her bed. How extraordinary. Do we have that with whom else, you know, do we have that intimacy? I don't know, you know, whether any of the great spiritual figures of the past. This is why also his tenderness, he's noted for his tenderness, and this is why his ummah, you know, are called upon to be tender and gentle. He's the Halim, the gentle one, the forbearing one, the one who doesn't retaliate. None of the actions he did was retaliation, never. That was not cross his heart. Everything was guided by divine guidance, divine justice, you know, that divine intelligence, that this is what should be done for the sake of humanity. Also, our own, you know, kind of normal mind, conventional mind, is so limited. It's like a marketplace. And so we think that we do this, we'll get that. You know, the Prophet was told, don't expect anything in return for anything that you do. You know, only I will love you. I will reward you. Don't expect anything from humanity. And what a high station that is, you know. And so we should emulate that, to really just live just before Allah, you know, and relate to our sisters and brothers and to all beings just with compassion and love and clarity and justice and, you know, but we become dead. That's the higher level. We actually call the living dead. After a certain point on the path, we die to our limited self, and we are simply moved. We become the hands and the eyes and the tongues. You know, Allah becomes all of these for us. So we become a complete instrument of Allah's divine mercy and guidance. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah.